I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Like lots of movies these days, Marguerite tells us that it was inspired by a true story. That usually means the story's truth was buried beneath layers of rubbish, but the key word here is inspired. The film is a wonderfully imaginative work of fiction. Its starting point was the life of Florence Foster Jenkins. She was an American socialite who achieved a bizarre kind of celebrity for her strangulated singing and recitals she gave in New York City in the 1930s and 1940s. Jenkins will be played, by the way, by Meryl Streep in a film coming out later this year. In Marguerite, though, the heroine is a wealthy socialite in 1920s Paris. She shares her passion for opera by giving bel canto recitals for her friends and admirers, but her canto is the screeching opposite of bel. She sings in a voice that could strip the varnish from a Louis XV armoire. In her tone-deaf delusion, she doesn't realize that her audience has come to revel in the awfulness of her performance. Yet the film and its star, Catherine Frutt, perform a magic trick of empathy that transforms Marguerite Dumont from a ludicrous dilettante into the most gallant of movie heroines. A mangler of music she may be, some of her arias sound like mortal seizures, but her heart is pure, and her devotion to art is exceeded only by her hunger for love. The director was Xavier Giannoli, who wrote the screenplay with Marcia Romano. The beauty of the film is its shimmering ambiguity. What is it that drives Marguerite to such flights of extravagant folly? Loneliness, for sure. She's trapped in a loveless marriage. But that doesn't explain her love of life, her unquenchable joy in the face of ridicule. And what does she hear when she sings so hideously? A hint about that comes late in the tale, and it takes your breath away. Of all the colorful threads in Marguerite's character, the brightest one is anticipation. She's always on the lookout for the next high note she will hit or miss, for the next opportunity to serve her musical muse, for a way to break out of a life that stifles her when she isn't singing. More often than not, she's childlike, but that's only the baseline for Catherine Frutt's portrayal, which is a marvel of shy humor, generosity, serene beauty, emergent intelligence, frightening vulnerability, and, let's face it, wackiness. Marguerite in full cry is a certifiably hilarious spectacle. I first saw this terrific actress as a dippy wife in a 1996 film called A Family Resemblance, and I've admired her work ever since. But this role is something new for her, tragic comic in the fullest sense of the term. The film as a whole is funny, wise, and really special. It's an addled dream of beauty unlike any other. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.